One of my absolute favorite offerings from DJ Storky. We've got Omits on this one as well. It's called Al Kuzegi on Rise FM mid-mornings. It's all things Lenyara Wednesday. And I said we are joined by a phenomenal woman, Letabo Tema, a mining engineer and the deputy chairperson for the Mpumalanga Black Management Forum. Today we talk leadership, we talk mining and empowering women. Letabo, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Kasang, and your mid-morning listeners.
It's an absolute, absolute honor to have you on our show. I mean, you are doing so much. Where do you get the time?
Well, I guess when you're a leader, you need to find a way whereby you're going to have to divide your time. You know, we've got 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. and then you've got to be very specific and particular in how you do your activities throughout the day.
No, absolutely. Let's take you back to the very beginning, Letabo, right? So tell us who Letabo is, where does she come from? Where did this itch to want to do so much, to do great things, come from?
Well, Letabo, she's a female that was born. I was born in Limpopo province in a village called Ramurano, Ramelepo. Mm-hmm. And I did my high school there. And after that, I went to varsity to pursue my higher education like any female who aspire to become great in whatever that they're going to become. And I studied mining engineering. And with mining engineering having to be a very male-dominated industry, I think that's where my love for it started, because I was born from a family of males. Mm-hmm. So having to fit in amongst guys, it was something for me that was quite easy.
Yeah.
So, and engineering being a sector whereby it's male dominated, I thought to myself, this is an area where I feel like I could fit in perfectly.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, now that you mentioned that you're in a very male dominated industry, there's a lot of women who might go into the very same industry or a very male-dominated industry and feel very intimidated, you know. There's a lot of men, older men. It could be even a very white male-dominated industry, right? And you get a lot of intimidation, and you may feel like, oh, I might not be able to do this. How did you tackle those things?
I think it's through having to get to join certain organizations, yeah. You know. Our professionals, we do have organizations, different organizations. So the mine industry, they do have their own professional organizations. But like enough, I happened to be part of the BMF. Mm-hmm. I joined the BMF, and BMF being a non-racial and also a sexist organizations.
Yeah.
And through that, you get to tap into networking.
Yeah.
And when you network, that's when you get to realize that there is like-minded professional peers whereby you share information and also knowledge on how to tackle such kind of behavior should one come across.
Mm-hmm.
So it's having to get to find yourself an organization that you know that it's going to be advocating, you know, for such kind of a behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is that males are going to be here whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
And they're still going to be dominating lots of industry.
Yeah.
But then through having to create sisterhood through organizations like your BMF, through organizations, professional organizations throughout the world, throughout the country, then through them, such you get to feel connected to what you are doing,
mm-hmm.
and having to tackle the kind of behavior that is coming from male perspective.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Letabo, I want us to go into hard work. I mean, you're a young woman, you are hardworking, and that's something that a lot of people, I would say, overlook. You know, especially with our younger girls, there's so many societal standards that have been set for us. There's so much that we see on social media that puts a lot of pressure on young girls, on the way we should look, on how we should get our money. You know, we tend to kind of want the shortcut. We don't want to take the long route. We don't want to go to school. We don't, you know, we don't want to work hard for our dreams and for the things that we really want. How are we motivating girls better to say, you have to work hard if you want these things? You need to work hard for it, because it's not pap and flace, you know, but it's worth it. There is nothing that is more fulfilling, and I say this all the time, than waking up and knowing I'm going to work. I work for my money. What I bought is because I worked for it.
I think the reality is that society has changed.
Yeah.
And when you look at young girls and what they're going through right now, is that most of them are under pressure to want to have things, like how you're saying, in a short-term interval, which is not a reality. There are no shortcuts if you want to do something that is prolonging.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking for a long term, there are no shortcuts.
Absolutely.
And something that I think that we're still struggling is having to keep our girl child in school.
Mm-hmm.
Through social economic issues that most of these young girls find themselves embedded in. So you've got inequalities, you've got poverty, and poverty being one of a detrimental thing within our society.
Yeah.
Most of these young girls would wanna get into, you know, mischievous behaviors and mischievous character to get things in a very short manner, and this now will lead in what we see as your GBV, status or cases having to rise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I believe that our young girls, we need to keep them in school through making awareness and making sure that we raise as many campaigns regarding education, the importance of education.
Yeah, very, very important. Letabo, because we're running out of time, I'm going to have to let you go. But just before I let you go, I wish you all the very best. And just, you know, us parting, do you have any words for the young girl who's listening, just to say it is possible? It's hard, it's not easy, but it is possible.
I can say to our young girls that everything that you want in life, you're going to have to work for it. And you're going to have to show commitment. You're going to have to work for it, and you're going to have to show commitment. Because with commitment, you're not going to get far. And anything in life, at any given stage of anything that you're starting, it requires commitment. So our young girls need to commit to their own goals that they set for themselves, and they need to commit to having to finish their education, whether it's having to go to a TVET or a university, or having to do a short course program just to uplift themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do that, and it's through commitment that they can actually be able to attain that.
Absolutely. This is why you are Lunyara for the day. Thank you very much for coming into the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Rise FM. Kodlang Moletsane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Rise FM Mid Mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.